We all want to embody the characteristics of Jesus. But if we're honest, when we picture what it means to be meek, it's not the most favorable of images. Could it be that maybe we're looking at meekness all wrong? Join us today as we begin our third episode in the Beatitudes. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome to Common Prayer. It's Wednesday, April 29th, and I'm Kathy Bergeron, Women's Pastor at CPC. I hope your week is going well. I know a highlight for me was being able to finally have a socially distant dinner with our oldest daughter and her husband in our backyard on Monday night. It was fun. I still want to hug them for about 10 minutes, but it sure was nice to see them and be together. Before we get started today, make sure you're in a comfortable spot and as undistracted as possible. Breathe in and breathe out. And let's get started, shall we? As you know, this week and next, Kevin and I are focusing on the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, 1 through 16 for our times of reflection and prayer together. And I hope it's been both refreshing and thought-provoking for you to hear the words that Jesus taught his disciples on a hill above the Sea of Galilee. I hope you've been able to see and accept his invitation to join with those who he says will experience a blessed life. God's desire for you and me is that we'd actually participate in his life by allowing him to change our hearts from the inside out. For a quick review, on Monday we looked at Jesus' teaching about being poor in spirit. And we learned that those who are poor in spirit aren't those who act like they have everything together in their lives or who are skating through life with ease, but they're the ones who are acutely aware of their need for God, the ones who are absolutely destitute and know that they don't have anything within themselves to deserve being blessed or to be in right standing with God. The person who's poor in spirit is becoming less and less attached to the world and what it promises, and more attached to the Lord. And they're promised that God's kingdom belongs to them. Yesterday we looked at those who mourn, and we learned that even though it's safer to protect our hearts from sadness and suffering, both our own and that of others, when we're following Jesus and we're connected to him and his heart, it's natural to feel what he feels, and our hearts will break when his heart breaks. When that happens, we'll receive his comfort. As well, when we mourn for our sin and own it, we'll experience his comfort too. To live what the Beatitudes teach will take the supernatural work of God in our lives, that is for sure. Today we're going to look at Matthew 5, verse 5, which says, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Who had as a New Year's resolution in 2020 that they wanted to grow in the character quality of meekness? Anybody? I think many of us, when we even hear the word meek, automatically think of someone who's spineless and subservient. I know I grew up with this picture of meekness in my mind of someone who's kind of submissive and basically ineffective. And that's not fair or accurate, but that's just what comes to my mind. So let's try to understand it better. Aristotle defined meekness as the median or the middle place between expressing too much and too little anger. The standard Greek use of the word carried with it this idea of an animal which had been domesticated and had, as they expressed it, learned to answer to the reins. It's the specific word for an animal which had learned to accept control. Another Greek definition of the word likens meekness to humility, or the acceptance of the necessity to learn and of the necessity to be forgiven. The Old Testament book of Numbers in chapter 12, verse 3, describes Moses as one of its greatest examples when it says this, "Now the man Moses was very meek, more meek than anyone else on the face of the earth." Ooh. Moses was arguably the greatest leader and the greatest lawgiver the world has ever known. And this meekness took some time to develop in him, mind you. But when you look at Moses, he was far from being a milquetoast kind of a guy. He sure wasn't spineless. He could become really angry. But he was also a man whose anger was on a leash, so to speak. And it was only released when the time was right. I love the way the writer of Proverbs in chapter 16, verse 32 puts it. "He that rules his spirit is better than he who takes a city." So there's really not an English word that translates it sufficiently, although maybe the word gentle comes the closest, gentle. Another word that comes really close is the word moldable. Meekness means that we can and must recognize our own powerlessness, our human limits, the myth of our indispensability, and trusting instead and relying on the power and the promises of God. Meekness is the opposite of pride. I hope that helps you understand a little bit better what Jesus meant when he taught the disciples, "Blessed are the meek, for they'll inherit the earth." I love how the J.B. Phillips paraphrase expresses it. It says, "Happy are those who claim nothing, for the whole earth will belong to them." Let's go into our prayer, our time of prayer and reflection now. And I want you again to quiet your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and to bring to your mind what he would like you to remember and take with you from this time. So let me read Matthew 5, verse 5 to you slowly. "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." How do you think Jesus would have you think about meekness? As gentleness? As moldability? Is there an area of your life where you might be resisting meekness for fear that you might come across as weak? Where does the Holy Spirit want to cultivate meekness in you? Is it at work? Is it in a particular relationship that comes to your mind? So we read a second time, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." Are you willing to allow the Spirit to work in your life to humble you? To help you give up control? Talk with him about that right now. One more time. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Are you willing to lay down your pride and self-sufficiency? Are you willing to lay down the myth of indispensability and trust instead, relying on God's power and His promises? Express your heart to Him. And as we wrap up today, I'd love to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord make you willing to see yourself the way He sees you. May He give you the freedom to give up control and allow Him to cultivate meekness in your innermost being. And may you know, as He works within you, that His grace is sufficient for you, that His power is made perfect in your weakness. May that truth help you enter more fully into the truly blessed life. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Common Prayer. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode was hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back to cpc.org for more episodes every day.